Good morning, this is Eve and Ruby with your 10 a.m. Zedlines. In local news, following multiple reports of e-bike related deaths and injuries, the Premier has signalled interest in changing policies around the vehicles, but not before Christmas. Chris Afulli said the government would wait for the parliamentary inquiry into e-vehicles to release its findings on March 30th before changing any policies. Currently in Queensland, e-scooters are speed capped up to 25 kilometres an hour and riders must be 16 or older. There are no age restrictions on e-bikes in Queensland though.
In other local news, the chairman of the Sydney Roosters has bought the iconic Brisbane watering hole, the Caxton Hotel, for $50 million from its current proprietors. The pub has been a buzzing spot for Brisbane and Queensland rugby league fans heading to and departing Suncorp Stadium, and the purchase marks one of the many recent sales on Petrie Terrace and Caxton Street. The Roosters billionaire chief Nick Politis owns several venues in southeast Queensland, having grown up in the area. He owns Southeast Queensland Hospitality Group, who will take over operation of the pub.
In national news, Australia's home prices surge at the highest rate in more than 2 years during October. The property market is heating up again. The latest data from research from Codality showed national home values rose 1.1% in October and 6.1% over the year. With more buyers in the market competing for limited housing, more analysts think the only way for property prices to go is up. Eliza Owen, head of research at Codality, said demand for houses was still outstripping supply and home values would have jumped up to 7% by the year's end. She noted that investors were more active in the market than first home buyers because of affordability constraints.
In other news, the Nationals have formally abandoned the commitment to reach net zero emissions by 2050 in a unanimous party room decision. David Littleproud, leader of the Nationals Party, said the plan will be to shift its focus to climate adaptation instead of being focused solely on reducing emissions. Littleproud said that regional Australia is being torn apart by net zero. Let's do this in a fairer way. The Australians' emissions reduction efforts will now be targeted to the OECD average, which was about half the pace of the nation's current trajectory. It also sets a challenge for the opposition leader Suzanne Leigh of whether to follow or risk splitting the coalition if a joint position cannot be settled.
In international news, a magnitude 6.3 earthquake has struck northern Afghanistan's Hindu Kush region. The earthquake hit at a depth of 28 kilometres in Kolm, a town with a population of nearly 65,000. The country's National Disaster Management Agency said reports on casualties and damage have not yet been shared, but an orange alert was issued with typically estimates of 100 to 1,000 fatalities. It was reported that in the neighbouring regions, many people ran into the streets in the middle of the night, fearing their homes might collapse.
And for your weather today, Brisbane is partly cloudy with a chance of showers, most likely in the evening. It's currently 21 degrees with an expected maximum of 31. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 9, which is in the very high band. And that's all for your news for 10 a.m. We'll be back at 11 a.m. with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.
At 4ZZZ, we acknowledge the traditional owners of the land on which we broadcast. We pay our respects to the elders past, present, and emerging of the Turrbal and Jagera people. We acknowledge that their sovereignty over this land was never ceded.
And we stand in solidarity with them.
Heyday and 4ZZZ take over Banshee's Bar and Art Space on Saturday, November 15, with bands from 80s and 90s Ipswich for a night of nostalgia as part of 4ZZZ's birthday celebrations. The lineup features The Colours, Splat Acrobat, and The Heydaisies. With one show already sold out, a new matinee show has just been announced. Tickets are available at OzTix with discounts for 4ZZZ subscribers. All bands are proud 4ZZZ subscribers.
I was born in the back of a wooden radio. The humming of the tubes taught me how to purr. I loved the DJ's voice and dreamed that I could be one as I drifted off to sleep while Mama licked my throat. I wanna be a DJ on the radio.
A DJ on the radio.
I'd be the coolest cat in town when I did my show.
A DJ on the radio.